Good afternoon, everyone. So it's third Sunday, so I'm speaking English today. I am so ashamed as a pastor today because until this morning, I wasn't aware that today is Pentecost Day because usually it's in June, so I wasn't sure. Therefore, I'm not going to preach on Pentecost today. Rather, I'm going to preach the series, the continuous series in Book of Mark. And I'm speaking not about Holy Spirit, but rather talking about tax today. So, okay, let's pray first. Then we'd like to read today's scripture. 愛する天のお父様、今日もあなたの恵みを覚えて心より感謝をいたします。今日は聖霊降誕日であります。主よ、あなたの御霊なしに私たちはあなたの御言葉を悟ることはできません。またあなたの御霊の働きなしに私たちはあなたに従い互いに愛し合うことはできません。主よ、どうぞ今日私たちの魂をあなたの御霊でさらに満たし、また導いてくださいますように。また今日の御言葉の上にも主よ、あなたが光を照らしてくださって私たち一人一人を豊かに導いてください。すべてを見てに委ねて愛する主イエスキリストの御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。So yesterday, I went to bike riding with Rhys and Daniel-san and Ai-chan and Motoi. And on the way back in the car, the Rhys-san asked me about the title of today's message. And that title was No Tax Heaven. Because I wasn't sure the difference between heaven and haven. It's actually, the correct title was H-A-V-N-E, but I wrote No Tax Heaven because I thought there is no tax like heaven, but I was wrong. So today's title was No Tax Haven. And as you see the news recently, you might have heard of Panama Papers, and there is many, you know, the companies, rich people are trying not to pay tax or hiding their properties or whatever. And, you know, most of us get angry, but, you know, tax is something that really, some people might get bothered by paying tax and stuff like that, but the issue, the relating tax, is not something the people who live today are considering. But even 2,000 years ago, people were worried, and some people didn't want to pay tax, just like you know today. And as we read today's passage, it is a few days before Passover, the day Jesus was crucified on the cross. So Jesus was approaching, the day was approaching, the day of passion was approaching. And there were the people who loved Jesus, who support him, but there was also a group who hate Jesus, who were trying to trap him, who were trying to destroy him. And today, if you read the Bible, the Pharisees and Herodians came up to Jesus. And these two groups are the people who hated Jesus and who wanted to get rid of him. And these two are not good friends each other. Because Pharisees were kind of extreme religious people. And Herodians are more like a political group. So they are kind of different type of the group. But they came together and they became good friends because they had same purpose. They hated Jesus. So they decide to, you know, usually they don't come along, but they decide to come to Jesus together to trap him. So they came up to Jesus and asked him a question. And what was the purpose of their question? Their purpose of the question was to catch Jesus in his word. Their purpose was to trap him and hopefully sue him or arrest him and eventually kill him. That was their purpose. So this is not like pure question. They had purpose behind it. So what was their question? Their question was easy. The question was, should Jesus or should people pay tax to the Caesars, the emperor, or not? Caesar or God? And if you read the Bible, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity. You are not swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. It really kind of sounds mean. And you can tell their expectation, what kind of answer they are expecting Jesus. They wanted to make Jesus to answer that people should not pay tax to Caesars. And they just should serve God. And that was the answer they were looking for. And because if Jesus answers that way, then they can sue him. They can treat him as a dangerous man, as an even terrorist against Roman society, because he is teaching not to pay tax to the emperor. He is against the Roman society. And that's how they wanted him to answer. But he might answer the other way. He might say, yeah, sure, we should pay tax to the emperors. But even if he answers the other way around, they could still trap him. Because then they can say, Jesus is not the great teacher. If he said that we should pay tax to the emperor, that means he's denying himself. He's putting emperor upper than God. And they thought he will lose his followers. So, either way, Jesus is in trouble. Either way, Caesar or God. And I think we could face same situation even today. The question like this, A or B? And if you choose A, you are not good Christian, or you are not real Christian. But if you choose B, then people might say, oh, you're terrorist, you're fundamentalist, you are against society. Like even today, the Pentecostal day, even within the church, this could happen. The question like A or B. Some people might say, if you speak tongue, if you don't speak tongue, you are not real Christian. Or other way around, if you speak tongue, you are strange, you are cult or whatever. And we could face this kind of situation in our lives. So how Jesus answered? What was his answer? His answer was neither A or B. His answer was neither Caesar or God. He answers, pay back to Caesar's to Caesar and God's to God. What he's saying is that we can love and we can follow God while being good citizen of Roman society. At the same time, we think they are against each other. But Jesus, the answer of Jesus was, they are not against each other in the first place. If you are a good Christian, if you love God, and if you follow Jesus, you will be a good citizen as well. It doesn't against each other. It's not like A or B. It's both. And in verse 15, Jesus said, but Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Am I pronouncing right? Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. What's that? Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy or hypocrisy, whatever. So Jesus knew it. So we have to pay attention to this. There was hypocrisy behind the question, behind their question. And people, including ourselves maybe, people claim, sometimes they claim their religious belief or a political belief or humanity or social justice. But we have to see, we have to determine what is really behind it. We hear some good, you know, good message relating some humanity or social justice or religious belief or whatever. But we have to see what's behind it, what's really behind it. Do you use Facebook? Facebook を使っている方? Is there anybody who's using Facebook? Or any social networking service? Or news, you know? But you can see sometimes when people post about their opinion, and you know that if that is not nice, then many people start, you know, sending, you know, bad messages and blaming that person, you know, you are terrible, or sometimes, you know, die, or you should die, or something, terrible words. People start blaming that one person. And you know, in the first place, it sounds like they are claiming or testifying justice, but what's really behind it? I can see the selfish desire. I can see the anger. Or I can see, or maybe you can see, jealousy or fear behind it. Even the word might sound like they're expressing their justice. But what's really behind it? And I found it even in myself. I'm a sinner. When I'm trying to say something right thing from the Bible, but sadly, sometimes I found myself, I'm trying to justify myself rather than telling the truth. Because I'm a pastor, I have to answer all the questions. And I have to say, you are wrong and I am right because I'm a pastor. But that doesn't come from love and truth. Rather, you know, anger or fear or whatever, something behind it. We need to be aware that people, including ourselves, sometimes claim our belief, religious belief over social justice or humanity to hide our real desire or sinful thought, and to justify our reaction or action in public. But what's really behind it? According to the Jesus answer, we can be good Christian. We can be Christian. And we can be good citizen at the same time. We can be a good Christian. And we can be a good friend of our, or someone who is not Christian, or someone who has different opinion at the same time. We can be good Christians, we can be friends of our enemies even. They don't against each other because Jesus told us, love your enemy. They don't against each other. We can pay tax to Canadian government and we can still love our God and we can serve our church and society at the same time. But we also have to remember there is a time that we have to stand against. There is also a time that we have to fight back. And when is that? When is that? There is a time when something or someone trying to stop us from loving God or from following God. In that case, we need to stand up and we need to fight for our faith. Jesus is not teaching us to be a slave of the world. Jesus is not teaching us to accept everything. So there is time we have to stand up and we have to fight back. And there is a time, something trying to prevent us from loving God and following God. But how? This is important. How we fight back? How we fight back? Jesus didn't teach us to fight back with violence. He didn't teach us to fight back with your punching or kicking or sending some evil message. But instead, he told us to fight back against evil with love instead. With love. And this is how we, how children of God, fight back against something stop us from loving and following God. And this is how Jesus fought on the cross. On the cross. This is how he won the victory against evil and sin on the cross. So when the time comes in our life that we have to stand up and we have to fight back against something stop us from loving God. But we fight with love. We fight with faith. お祈りしましょう。Let us pray.
カイザルのものはカイザルへ、神のものは神へ返しなさい。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたは私たちの心の内の奥底までを見通しておられます。私たちが正義を振りかざすとき、また私たちが私たちの信仰を振りかざすとき、その背後に本当に何があるのか、あなたは見通されます。その背後に真実と愛と正しさがありますように。私たちが妬みや怒りや、あるいは自分を守りたいという恐れから、主よ、正義を振りかざしたり、私たちの信仰を振りかざしたり、またそのようにして人々を傷つけることがありませんように。むしろ主よ、私たちがあなたがそうされたように愛を持って戦うことができますように、どうぞ私たち一人一人に力を与えてください。私たち一人一人にその勇気をあなたが与えてくださいますように。あなたが十字架の上で私たちの罪のために戦われた時、あなたは天の万軍を持ちながらそれを用いることをなさいませんでした。ただ主よ、あなたは自分の命を注ぎ出し、私たちの身代わりとなり、ただ私たちに愛を示し、そして罪を打ち破り、 勝利を私たちに与えてくださいました。主よ、私たちもまたあなたが戦われたように、私たちも戦うことができますように、どうぞ助け導いてください。すべてを見て委ね感謝し、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。